What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 958. In this episode, I'll discuss differences in heart rate in patients with sepsis and AFib between phenylephrine and norepinephrine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode958. Phenylephrine, unlike norepinephrine, does not stimulate beta receptors and therefore should not raise a patient's heart rate. This is often used as a reason to administer phenylephrine to patients with rapid AFib and hypotension from septic shock. However, norepinephrine is associated with better patient outcomes when used in septic shock. The sepsis guidelines do not suggest that phenylephrine be used in any circumstance. In fact, the drug is not even mentioned in the latest edition of the guidelines. A group of researchers recently published in the journal Chest a retrospective review to determine among patients with sepsis and AFib what is the difference in heart rate after phenylephrine initiation versus norepinephrine initiation. The review analyzed a patient database of over 1,800 patients with septic shock and AFib, about half of which received phenylephrine and half norepinephrine. After multivariable adjustment, phenylephrine was associated with a statistically significantly lower heart rate at 1 in 6 hours, but only by 4 beats per minute. Patients who had a higher heart rate prior to vasopressor administration were more likely to have a larger heart rate reduction with the use of phenylephrine. There were no significant differences found in any of the secondary outcomes, including conversion to sinus rhythm, bradycardia, vasopressor duration, ICU and hospital length of stay, and hospital mortality. While the difference in heart rate was statistically significant, there's no reason currently to believe that a difference of 4 beats per minute would result in a clinically meaningful effect on patients with rapid AFib and sepsis. This data can be used to highlight the small difference in heart rate between these vasopressors in the setting of AFib, which is likely not a reason to deviate from sepsis guideline recommendations, even if patients have AFib and hypotension from sepsis. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.